This is the Muskie feed for Friday, December 10th from Houston, Texas. Senator Edmund Muskie said last night that when President Nixon vetoed the child care bill yesterday, he struck a blow at the future of the United States. The Senate and House approved bill would have provided $2.1 billion federal dollars for food, health, and daycare for children. In cut one, Muskie accuses the president of deliberately ignoring the nation's great need for federal child care. The cut runs 39 seconds. The in-cue is, he said, the out-cue is, knows it does too.
He said, in words that are all too clear, that the need for this kind of a program hasn't been demonstrated. I ask you who are mothers here in this room, whether or not you haven't made it clear, eminently clear, to your congressmen, to your senators, to your community leaders, to those who are concerned with upgrading the quality of life across the grassroots of America, whether or not this need doesn't exist. You know it does, I know it does, and let me say to you that the President of the United States knows it does too.
In cut two, Muskie says the child care bill was symbolic of the nation's hopes for the future. The cut runs 39 seconds. The in cue is, he blocked. The out cue is, of his pen.
He blocked, at least for the time being, a program that would provide healthful food, health care, and educational training for the children who need all three. There isn't a piece of legislation before this Congress more symbolic, more reflective of our determination to build a better future in this country for our children than we've ever been able to build before. This was a bill oriented to the future of our country. And the bill and this president struck that out with one stroke of his pen.
End of feed.